The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, the son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper, took off his outer garments. He took a towel and wrapped it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, you are not going to wash my feet." Jesus answered him and said, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet, he put his garment back on and reclined at table again. He said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. There are three themes which this Mass celebrates. The readings start with the story of the Passover, how the angel of death passed over the houses of the Jews who had applied the blood of the sacrificed lamb to their doorposts. At the beginning of the Gospel of John, Jesus is called the Lamb of God, he whose death allows the angel of death to pass over us who have been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, as it says in the book of Revelation. The Passover meal of the first reading was the same meal that Jesus celebrated with his disciples in the gospel that we heard tonight. It was a Seder. This Last Supper, as it has come to be called, was celebrated just before Jesus was handed over to be crucified, which makes clear that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is intimately linked to the meal that we celebrate together, now called the Mass, the Eucharist. So the first theme of this Mass is the institution by our Lord of the Eucharist, the gift of Jesus himself to us, that he might live his life through us. The second theme of this Mass is the institution of the priesthood. In the Gospel of John, it is clear that a group of people called the 12 was given leadership of the disciples by Jesus. It is this group, at a minimum, that would have been present for that meal. And as Paul tells us in the second reading, Jesus commanded what words should be used at that meal. "This is my body, which is for you." That was a change made in the Seder. "Do this in remembrance of me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." These are the words that the priest uses in our Eucharistic prayer, the very same words that Jesus used at the Last Supper which is why we say that the priest says the Eucharistic prayer in persona Christi, that is, standing in for the very person of Christ. The last theme that we celebrate tonight is that of Christ's commandment, that we are to serve one another. And he did this by example, by washing the feet of his disciples. Israel, especially in the time of Jesus, was a very dusty country, and still is. Sand and rocks are abundant in the soil of Israel, so unpaved roads, which they were at the time, tend to be dirty, dusty, and even muddy, especially in the rainy season. This being the case, it was customary to have a large jar of water, a precious natural resource in a desert region, next to the door as a sign of hospitality to guests for the washing of their feet of all that dust and dirt and maybe even possibly mud. Now, they didn't really have shoes in those days. They would have worn sandals, which do not protect your feet from dirt, especially not in Israel. Incidentally, they didn't really have much in the way of sewer systems in those days either. In some poorer cities, the sewer system might share the same space as the street. Are you getting the drift of what I'm saying in terms of people's feet? So either you would wash your own feet, or a slave would be assigned to do that for you if you were in a rich person's house. But it couldn't be just any slave. It had to be a slave of the lowest rank in the house. So filthy was this task considered. So the Son of God, the Christ of the living God, the one through whom all things were made, took on the role of the lowliest slave of the house and washed the dirty feet of his own followers. And he told them that they should be willing to do likewise for each other. Have you ever had the feeling that you were unworthy of God, too sinful, too dirty for him to even notice you? Well, look at the Jesus presented to us tonight, who is willing to get his hands dirty, literally, for our sake, and asks us to do the same for each other. Right after the gospel passage that we heard tonight, Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment, love one another." Perhaps this should say to us that love has a lot more to do with being willing to enter into the messiness of the lives of the people we say we love than it does with being blissful together like some fictional Cleaver family on TV. And surely another thing the Lord says to us through this action is that the status of people we meet should not determine how we treat those people. There may be differences in the status of various peoples, but Jesus says that we must treat all of them, no matter what their status, as he did. If you want to be an authentic Christian, you'd better be prepared to wash some feet. I'm going to read a reflection on this from a Protestant theologian named William Barclay, who was, by the way, the favorite interpreter of scripture of Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. "The world is full of people who are standing on their dignity when they ought to be kneeling at the feet of their brethren. In every sphere of life, desire for prominence and unwillingness to take a subordinate place wreck the scheme of things. A player is one day omitted from the team and refuses to play anymore. An aspiring politician is passed over for some office to which he thought he had a right and refuses to accept any subordinate office. A member of a choir is not given a solo and will not sing anymore. In any society, it may happen that someone is given a quite unintentional slight and either explodes in anger or broods in sulkiness for days afterwards. When we are tempted to think of our dignity, our prestige, our rights, let us see again the picture of the Son of God, girt with a towel, kneeling at his disciples' feet. Let us now complete our Lord's command.